Welcome back, and in this lesson we're going to make old school DNB swing feel wider, deeper, and way more alive in Ableton Live 12. If you've ever heard a jungle loop and thought, why does this feel so broken, so human, and so dangerous, the answer is usually not just the drums themselves. It's the timing, the spacing, the little bits of swing, and the way the texture moves around the center of the groove. That's what we're building here. This is a beginner lesson, so we're keeping it clean and stock Ableton only. We're not trying to build the whole track yet. We're working in the edit stage, shaping a two-bar loop so it feels like a real jungle or deep atmospheric DNB foundation. The goal is simple. Keep the kick and snare solid in the middle, then widen the upper drum detail so the groove feels bigger, looser, and more atmospheric without losing club power. First, set your project tempo somewhere around 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for deep jungle energy. You can go a little lower, around 170 if you want it darker and heavier, or a touch higher if you want more urgency. For this lesson, 172 is a great starting point. Now create a new MIDI track and load a drum rack. Keep your setup simple. You only need a kick, a snare, a closed hat, maybe an open hat or ride, and then one break sample or break chop layer if you have it. Don't overload it at the start. A lot of beginners try to stack too many drums too early, and the groove gets crowded before it even has a chance to breathe. We want a loop that reads clearly first. In the MIDI clip, place your kick on beat 1, your snare on beats 2 and 4, and then add some light hat movement on off beats or 16ths. That gives us the basic backbone. If you've got a break sample, place it so it supports the main backbeat rather than fighting it. Think of the kick and snare as the anchor, and the break chops as the personality around them. Now for the swing. Open the groove pool in Ableton and try dragging in a swing groove onto the drum clip. You don't need anything extreme here. In fact, the biggest beginner mistake is overdoing swing so the loop starts sounding drunk instead of soulful. Start with a modest groove amount, maybe around 20 to 45%, and keep the timing changes gentle. The idea is not to destroy the grid. The idea is to make the grid feel less mechanical. Then go in manually and do tiny nudges. This is where the jungle feel starts to come alive. Leave the kick and main snare mostly steady. Nudge some supporting hats and ghost hits a little later. Even a few milliseconds can change the whole mood. That slight lazy push is a huge part of old school DNB. It makes the beat feel like it's leaning forward without falling over. A really useful mindset here is to think in layers of motion, not just width. The loop should not depend on being huge and stereo to feel exciting. It should already feel good in mono, and the width should be adding air around the groove, not replacing the groove. Now let's bring in a break. Drag in a classic break loop or any warm, natural sounding drum break you have. If you don't have a famous jungle break, that's totally fine. Any older sounding loop with room tone, snare ghosting, and a bit of texture will work. In the clip view, turn warp on if you need it, and use beats mode for drum material. If the break is overchopping itself, reduce the transient sensitivity a bit and only add warp markers where they're actually needed. Now slice the break into useful pieces. You're looking for things like a main snare hit, a ghost snare, a hat tick, maybe the little tail or crash fragment. Don't try to use every piece of the break. Use the parts that help the groove speak. A great beginner trick is to have the main snare stay on 2 and 4, then place a ghost hit just before beat 2, a hat fragment just after it, and maybe a small tail slightly late on the offbeat. That gives you that classic broken, ragged jungle feel without making the pattern too busy. And here's a big teacher tip. Sometimes the best edit is not adding more stuff. Sometimes it's muting the wrong stuff. If a slice feels cluttered or distracting, remove it. Jungle groove gets its power from contrast and space as much as from density. Next, we're going to widen the texture, but only the texture, not the sub, not the kick, not the core snare impact. Those should stay centered. That's how you get club-safe width without messing up the low end. Put your drum elements into a group and add an auto-no effect rack. Make two chains, one for the centered low and core elements, and one for the wider top texture. On the wide chain, use EQA to high-pass the signal around 150 to 200 Hz, maybe a little higher if needed. This keeps the low frequencies out of the stereo processing. On that wide top chain, you can use a few stock Ableton tools very subtly. Utility is great for width. Try setting it around 110 to 130%, but only on the top layer. Autopan can add movement, but keep it very gentle, with a slow rate and a small amount. Chorus Ensemble can add a little spread if you barely tickle it. Simple delay can also create width, with a very short delay time and a low mix. The key word here is subtle. We are not trying to smear the drums. We're just giving them air. If you want a simple rule, use this. Hats widest. Ghost snares moderately wide, percussion in the middle, and kick and main snare centered. That's a really solid way to build jungle width without losing the punch. Now shape the groove with velocity and note length. This part matters more than people think. If every hat is the same velocity, the rhythm can sound flat and robotic. So vary the hats a bit. Make the main snare strong and consistent. Make ghost snares quieter than the main snare. Make some hats lower in velocity, some a little higher. Let the small hits feel small. That contrast is what makes the swing feel musical. Also pay attention to note length. Closed hats should generally be short and tidy. Ghost tails and open hats can be a little longer. Just don't let overlapping notes get messy unless you're specifically going for a rough lo-fi texture. For this style, controlled messy is good. Random messy is not. Now let's glue the drums together a bit. On the drum group, add saturator or drum boss. Start small. With saturator, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive is enough to begin with. Use soft clip if you need a bit more control. On drum bus, keep the drive subtle and don't slam the boom unless you really need extra weight. In this lesson, we want texture and glue, not overcooked distortion. A nice beginner chain is EQ8, then saturator, then drum bus, then utility. That gives you tonal cleanup, a bit of harmonic grit, some punch, and then a final check on the stereo balance. This is a very effective stock Ableton chain for DNB edit work. For space, use return tracks instead of putting reverb directly all over the drum bus. That's a much cleaner way to work. Create a return with reverb and maybe another with echo or simple delay. Set the reverb to a fairly short decay, maybe around 0.6 to 1.8 seconds, with a little pre-delay so the core hit still lands clearly. Filter out the low end so it doesn't muddy the loop. Send only the ghost hits, short percussion, hat accents, and maybe a transition fill. Do not drown the main snare. The main backbeat needs to stay focused. The atmosphere should wrap around it, not bury it. This is where deep jungle atmosphere really starts to happen. A few ghost snares with a little reverb or filter delay can make the loop feel like it's sitting in a dark tunnel or an old room with dusty air in it. Very classic vibe. Now think in phrases, not just loops. DNB arrangement lives and breathes in sections. Even if you're only working on a 2-bar loop, you can automate small changes over 8 bars to keep it alive. For example, you might slowly increase the width on the top drum chain from 110% to 125% over 8 bars. You could also open up the auto pan depth a little before a drop, or add a touch more reverb, send ghost hits in the final bars of a breakdown. A good simple structure is this: keep bars 1 to 4 relatively tight, add more ghost motion in bars 5 to 6, then widen the top end a little more and add a fill or extra detail in bars 7 to 8. That kind of subtle evolution makes the groove feel like it's moving somewhere, even before the bass comes in. And speaking of bass, always check mono compatibility before you get too excited. This is huge. If the groove falls apart in mono, your width is doing too much work. Use utility to check the mix in mono and make sure the kick stays centered, the snare stays focused, and the sub is completely mono. If the break texture gets thin in mono, that's a sign to reduce the stereo effects and lean more on timing, velocity, and sample choice. This is one of those moments where less perfection can actually sound more authentic. Old school jungle often feels alive because it is a little uneven. Tiny variations in timing and velocity help bring that classic feel back. If it starts sounding too modern and too clean, back off the perfection a little. Once the drums are feeling good, test them against a simple bass phrase. Keep the sub short, clean, and out of the way of the kick and snare. Let the bass answer the drums instead of constantly talking over them. A great beginner approach is call and response. Maybe the bass hits after beat 1, leaves space for the snare on 2, returns after beat 3, and keeps out of the way of the backbeat. That contrast is a big part of DNB energy. The drums stay animated, the bass stays disciplined, and the whole thing feels bigger because each part has room to speak. If you want to push this further, try 3 versions of the same loop later: a tight version, a wide atmosphere version, and a dirty tape version. Use the same kick and snare foundation, but change the width, swing feel, texture, and ambience. That's a really good practice exercise because it teaches you control. If you can make the same loop work in 3 different moods, you're not just copying a pattern anymore. You're actually directing the atmosphere. So let's recap the core idea. Keep the kick, snare, and sub-centered. Use the groove pull plus tiny manual nudges for that old-school swing feel. Chop the breaks so the ghost notes and hat details support the backbeat. Widen only the texture, not the low end. Use stock Ableton devices like Utility, EQ8, Saturator, Drum Boss, Reverb, and Echo to shape the movement. And always check mono, because if it works there, you're in good shape for the club. If you can make a simple two-bar loop feel deep, wide, and controlled, you're already thinking like a DNB editor. Now go build it, keep the edits tiny, and let the groove breathe.